3:31. We have before us today only one bill. The sponsor requested we pull one bill back. I think a modified agenda was sent out. We have Senate Bill Number 275, basically an act relating to disposal of real property by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. It's been introduced by the Senate Transportation Committee at the request of the department. This legislation would clarify an inconsistency in the Alaska statutes, which has resulted in the inability of DOTPF to dispose of property acquired by airport. Although the statute grants this authority to DOT, the Department of Natural Resources does not necessarily recognize it, citing another statute which suggests that all real property acquired by DOTPF must be transferred back to DNR unless it was acquired by eminent domain. So this would clear that up and avoid some of the interdepartmental controversy. And that's the purpose of the bill, and I hope I haven't stolen your thunder, Commissioner, but that's, since it was introduced at the request of the department, I'll let you.
I'm ready to move on the bill.
Except for one thing. Pardon? Just one, a couple other things here. Just noticed one thing here.
You mean, yeah, the language, that's what.
Yeah, on this right here, but I got one other question other than that, but. Commissioner, it says here DNR wanted a language added to the bill. Have you seen that?
Apparently not.
Your thumb is right on it.
This one?
Right where your finger is. See where it's on the
line? Oh, okay.
It says right here, DOT has no objections to the following language being added to the legislation. And DNR has indicated DOT is not opposed the proposed changes, but would like the language added to ensure any land transfer from state ownership to municipal ownership is charged against the outstanding entitlements to municipal government.
Can I let my deputy commissioner address that, Helvi Sandvik?
Yeah. What has happened is if we were to transfer it or have it counted against municipal entitlement, sometimes there's an opportunity where we're asking the municipality to swap land with us.
Right.
In a case like that, if it's the benefit of the state, it doesn't seem appropriate to have that also counted against the municipal entitlement. So that was the purpose of the change.
Okay, but I know you don't oppose it, right?
No, we don't oppose the language, no.
So that would probably. Okay, Mr. Chairman, let me do this. This change right here that they have, we can leave it up to the drafters and how. Oh, you do have the amendment.
I got. Conveniently, I've got amendments in case you want to consider them.
All right.
I was waiting to hear from the department also.
Well, this is on the public facilities land disposal. This is the first.
But this has nothing to do with this. Yeah.
We do have another one.
Okay. Okay. Now you tell me. Now I'll take it.
I didn't know what you wanted to clean it up here or in judiciary. I just didn't clean it up here.
That's right. And make it a committee substitute.
What does this amendment number one do?
I will ask.
It's right here.
No, that's amendment number two.
The amendment number two is on the bottom. What is the net effect on this?
I'm not sure. Do you know what that addresses, Ruth?
Apparently, the inconsistency in the statute also affected their ability to dispose of lands involved with the public facilities lands, and they just wanted to make it very clear that they can dispose of that property as well.
Okay. And this is a recommendation from DOT, right? Okay, so you do know what this is.
This correct me if I'm wrong, Helvi, but this language simply, as the young lady said, simply enables us, everything that we do in transportation is under the same legal authority, that we can swap land for right-of-way, swap land for buildings. So it's the same in all our divisions. Right now, we've got just that authority out of 19 for the highways. We don't have it for buildings, and we don't have it for airports. So what we're trying to do is just trying to clean up the statutes so it's the same for everything that's in transportation. And this is the building portion of it. Is that correct, Helvi?
So that's if you would decide to abandon a highway maintenance facility, you could go ahead and get rid of it.
Where it really gets us is where we're swapping property. For instance, in Anchorage now, the municipality wants to swap airport property for a school site out there by Sand Lake. Well, the mechanics of this thing is that if we do this, then we'll be able to make a swap with them. If we don't do this, then we have to give it back to DNR. DNR has to make the swap. It comes back to DNR and then back to us. And it's
a third party.
Yeah, and it just gets sloppy as heck, is what it amounts to. And so all this does is allow us to do the same thing we can do in highways, is where we can dispose of lands on the swap basis or on a surplus basis.
Senator.
Mr. Chairman, when we consider these two amendments, I'm going to move the amendment, but I'd like to make it as a committee substitute. It would be a lot cleaner that way rather than...
I don't have a problem with that. I'm Senator Kelly and Senator Lincoln, who is going to be in a rapid cabinet mode here.
He's going to be in a what?
For the record, Senator Lincoln is here to join Senator Kelly, Senator Phillips, and myself.
So I'll move this amendment, but later on it'll be a committee substitute for Senate Bill 275. Move amendment number one. Senator Lincoln, if you look at the position paper, this is what DOT is suggesting.
The main one would allow, as you can see, municipalities to select the land rather than going back to DNR.
So in other words, you're working between the municipal government directly with DOT instead of going through a third party, in this case, DNR.
Mr. Chairman, it's also true with private parties as well as municipalities. Well, yeah. It's any entity we deal with.
Will you restate again, Senator Phillips?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move amendment number one to Senate Bill 275 and later become a committee substitute after we dispose of these two amendments.
Any objection to amendment number one? No, number one adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number two. This is another one that was suggested by DNR with the cooperation of DOT.
Amendment number two has been moved. Is there any comment or any objection? Amendment number two has been approved.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question to the commissioner. Once these lands are disposed of course you get some kind of revenue or whatever, are these considered program receipts and would have to go through LBNA for... What's the mechanism on it, I guess?
I would have to defer to Helvey, but I think that most of these lands that are involved in right-of-way swaps where we gather this piece and give them that piece with municipalities and private enterprise. We don't very often have any disposed of for dollars, do we, Helvey?
No, not very often. A typical example of this is, I can use the U.S. State Airport as a good example, where we have far more land than we need for the airport purposes or future airport purposes. The community has very little land for expansion, and they're interested in us getting rid of the property, but if we pass it on to DNR, DNR is obligated to open it up for selection, state subdivision selection, et cetera. That's a typical example that we have. But very rarely is it actual money involved.
But it would be a program receipt, yes.
When the money is involved, it would be a
program receipt. Into the general fund, yes.
It's a lockup bill, but I'm going to support it.
Mr. Chairman,
Mike Byrne would not be supporting this bill.
That's for sure.
Senator Phillips.
I'll just make the motion to move and be called a committee substitute for Senate Bill 275.
Which would include the amendments adopted.
One and two.
Senator Lincoln.
No, that's okay. I have a question on the overall bill.
Yeah.
This is the CS.
Yeah, this is the CS. It's not moving the bill out.
Oh, okay. We have adopted a conceptual CS, which will include the original bill plus the two amendments. Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just had, and I apologize for being late. I just running crazy today. What is this part of the cleaning up that your memo indicates? It isn't for a specific piece of property, a problem that has occurred in the past. You're just looking at statutes that exist as it relates to disposal of land, et cetera, that you're doing just some cleanup. Is that?
That's correct. I don't want to say that we haven't encountered problems in the past. We have, and that's what's brought it to our attention. But now it's just a clean up. We look at it as a housekeeping measure.
Is there any, if I might ask one more question, is there some major pieces of real estate that is affected by this?
You mean like currently?
Not to my knowledge, no. I'd, I'm not familiar with everything that goes on in the department on a day-to-day basis, but I'm certainly familiar with no major pieces of property.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee substitute out of committee with individual recommendation.
Court overruled.
Is that what you're asking?
It's been moved that the committee substitute be moved out of committee with individual recommendations. Any objections? So ordered.
Sold.
Thank you very much.
I just made it.